Unit 7. When bad things happen to good travellers.
One of the perks of being a teenager is that you become more responsible for yourself and also more independent. One activity teenagers enjoy is traveling. You may already have scheduled trips throughout the school breaks, and you have them planned down to the last detail, but it's the stuff we don't plan for which can lead to a disastrous holiday. Emergencies and disasters, all these worst-case scenarios, which do not have to necessarily ruin your vacation, can be avoided with a little bit of prevention and damage control. With me in today's show is Diana. Welcome to the final part of our series, When Bad Things Happen to Good Travelers.
I know it does sound like a Lifetime movie of the week.
Well, hey, until you started talking about it, it never occurred to me to think about what bad things could actually happen.
Well, I really think there are some of us who really love to travel. We truly worry about these sort of situations coming up, but the nice folks at Budget Travel put together a good list of the things which can go wrong, and how we can handle them or even avoid them if possible. These folks interviewed doctors and State Department officials, guidebook directors, lots of other people who deal with these situations on a regular basis.
Okay. So a couple of situations that could happen while you're abroad or even in your own country.
Right. What happens if you lose your wallet? You know you're enjoying a meal at some restaurant in a foreign country, and all of a sudden you realize the purse you had on the back of the chair is no longer hanging there.
Or the wallet you had in your jacket.
Right, and of course, in there you had all your money, your debit and credit cards, and now all of them are gone.
Yep.
In these situations, it's really difficult not to panic. Get to a place where you can access the internet or make a phone call maybe. Immediately call your bank to cancel your credit cards and report your items missing.
But wait, all the important information and phone numbers are also gone.
Right. This is where it's important to have all this important information written down. Put them somewhere safe.
Not in your purse or wallet.
Once you contact your bank, you don't need to worry about someone else stealing your money anymore.
But still, I don't have any money left.
You need to find alternative methods to access cash. You can have someone from home wire you some money via Western Union. Therefore, you need some proof of identification in order to avoid situations like these.
The losing of the wallet.
Yeah. Here are three ways to get money, even though your belongings were stolen or lost. One, order a backup debit card before you leave. Store it somewhere safe. Second, have a printed sheet with your bank account numbers, your credit card information, and your bank phone numbers stored somewhere in your luggage. So if your wallet's stolen, you have all the necessary information to report to the companies. Third, in crowded urban areas, consider wearing a money belt so it's not easily grabbed or taken away from you.
Everyone I know who went to the UK or Europe has one of these belts.
That's what I had when I traveled to the UK as well, and it really made me feel better. You don't want anything to go wrong.
But, well, you never know.
Next, what else can go wrong? Okay, this one is really tough. What happens if your friend gets lost in some theme park or other tourist attraction? I know it's really difficult to stay calm in a situation like this, but you really have to. The first thing you do is get the local people to help you. If you still can't find the person, report it to the local authorities. Also, notify the U.S. Embassy or the consulate. They don't have any authority outside the U.S., but they will work closely together with the local authorities to help you find your friend safe and sound.
This is one of the situations which you want to avoid.
Absolutely. That's pretty scary, and that brings me to a good point. When you're traveling with a friend or a group of people, make sure that each of you has an ID on them and have all the emergency numbers stored. When you go to a venue, agree on a meeting point, just in case. And finally, you want to take a photo of your friend because when you panic, you can't remember if he was wearing a brown shirt and blue pants.
Thank you for your many tips. You don't want to lose your wallet or your friend in a foreign country where you don't speak the language. And most importantly, stay calm. Diana, thank you very much again.